Ding dong. Hello?
This is Basic Sky Tunes Wrestling, the best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps and home of your own tag team, Elder Millennials. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
Yeah, we join in the company of Lita. Is she Gen X? Well, she's definitely older. She's definitely an elder.
She's a boomer.
She's not a boomer. That's Rhonda.
No, that's just her humor.
But we have new women's tag team champions.
Sorry. I was just choking on the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Tube being shoved down my throat.
So I was going to just ask you, what are your thoughts on it? How are you? What are your feelings on it? No? You don't like it?
I'm not a mark. I loved them when they were there. She didn't even have that good of a performance when they won. Why is this happening? Why are you continuing to book damage control like this? Like, not to say that they are DX, but imagine if DX had been booked this way.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be DX. Same thing with NWO or whoever that Randy Orton faction with Triple H was, like any Triple H faction, basically. Like, this is not how you book factions. This is not how you were in factions. Why the hell would you think this works for factions? At least to create a sustainable product that's interesting. If you want to get everybody back to go to watch the people who were, if you just want to play the hits, then by all means, play the hits. But
I guess because we're so close to WrestleMania, that's why. But okay, I have mixed feelings on it because whatever at this point, like it's what to expect when you're a Bayley fan, especially if you're a Dakota fan. Like chumps are gonna chump. And I kind of, especially now, like with Becky and Lita going into WrestleMania as tag team champions, like the crux of it all is Bayley damage control. They're not gonna be part of WrestleMania.
Yeah,
they're not going to be in that match. It's going to be Rhonda and Shayna.
No, Bayley's going to be in a match with Trish.
That's fine if she's, but I'm just saying, like, with this tag team, with these tag team titles, yeah, Dakota and Io are done, and it sucks because we haven't even seen, like, well, I don't know, maybe we will see it, but there hasn't even been, like, a fallout of damage control, and I'm finally, with everyone else, just end it. We're done. Move on from it. I'm ready for the next part, but let's just circle back to the match. Becky pairing up with Lita. Dream come true for Becky.
And Becky only.
Yeah.
I don't even want to like.
She carried that match.
Don't want to like poo-poo this though, because everybody like likes it, and like I saw everybody like stoked for Lita and Trish, and like fine, I guess it's just so easy.
Yeah, I think that's
it's
what it
is. So easy and simple, and like it goes. This isn't. Well, who was booking NXT's women's division then? Did Hunter just hand it off to somebody like in the backstage that we don't know? Whoever that person is, bring that person back.
You're talking about the main roster?
Right.
Yeah.
No, whoever used to be booking it on NXT.
Oh, because obviously
Hunter was doing it when they were black and gold. Because the whole show was way too good to be written by one person. I'm convinced there was somebody else involved there now. I don't know if he was getting scripts from Molly Holly or Hurricane, but somebody else was doing it because his evidence on the main roster is so easy and so uninspired.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of AEW booking. Like, it's the reason AEW is getting blowback now, because I was, and I'm still like, hey, at least they're getting a story. At least they're getting time. And rightfully so, they're getting shit for having such an easy story because they couldn't come up with anything like more complicated. That's exactly what's happening with this.
Yeah, because like there still isn't a story here. And even that, like, okay, fine, cool. Bring out Lita, bring out Trish, but like have it be more interesting. Have Trish, like, why am I not fighting for the tag titles with my best friend?
Why am I
helping Becky win this? Like, and that's one of the things that I was thinking when I saw Trish's Instagram post, because she was like, oh, cheaters never prosper. Wah, wah, wah. I totally wanted a troll to just be like, yeah, but why aren't you tagging with your bestie? Why is yeah. And that's really what, if they're really going to continue this, you could totally have Bailey try to drive a wedge in that friendship.
And it's like they try and, the annoying thing about it too, is they try and gaslight us, because in that like online interview at the end, when they're like, oh, you're champions now, whatever, like, talk to us about it. Freaking Lita and Trish are like, yeah, we saw what Bailey's been doing. It's like, Bailey's been doing what? Taking L's and getting 1v3'd and losing that against Becky this whole time?
Yeah.
She's been doing nothing. Damage control has been nothing. Like, she was never a threat. Why did Trish even come out? I'm sure Bailey would have just tripped over her own feet, ran into the fucking post, and then just been passed out for the next 20 minutes anyways.
And yeah, exactly. You really didn't need Trish to save the day there.
Like, stop trying to say that they're something, because they're not. And
you've
made them nothing, yeah, because that's the way this goes and you're in charge of the story. And stop trying to like backtrack and say, no, we took them from good champions. Like, they only had the belts for a long time because they had three matches and then never
They just didn't do anything with it.
And like,
and we're going to get Rhonda and Shayna, which is also not going to really have any backbone to it.
It's so like funny too, to see people like, the super tribal people be like, now the tag team champions can like be something and they can rebuild this division. And it's like, guys, we've been doing this since the pandemic.
Lita?
We've been doing this since the pandemic. Did you see she barely did that?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, good on Io and Dakota being good sports and selling the shit out of every single move in that match, but they still looked like, yeah, people were calling them geeks, dweebs, like they were booked that way. And again, really feel bad for all the Dakota fans as a chumpy Bailey fan, but like, where does it end? I hope this is the end. Like, just be done.
Yeah, she went all the way to Jamie Hayter's hairstylist, and you couldn't even let her win this match.
Her hair looked so good.
It looked exactly like Jamie Hayter's,
but cuter because it had pink in it. I'm not hopping on the Jamie You're Hayter train anytime soon. I am a hater. I'm a total Jamie Hayter. Yeah. So again, and this is like, for me anyway, I was huge on Trish and Lita. Like, that was my like era, right? And I still hated this.
Yeah, I loved them too. Like, that, I mean, obviously not as much as you or like the people in the ring, so that's why like I don't want to shit on it. Like, it meant everything to all these people, and but like, it's just so boring. You know
what would have meant more, and I'm just like, if it was Lita and Trish teaming,
right? And like,
if it was them, or even like now as a grown-up, if we just keep seeing like these new stars like Becky and Bailey just like destroying the legends, because we never see that.
Here's another thing that I just found out today, is that there's never been a non-title women's singles match at WrestleMania. How much better would it have been for Trish to unexpectedly turn on that team, prevent them from getting the titles, and then the next 2 or 3 weeks you draw out them being like mad at each other and they're going to fight at WrestleMania. The first women who ever main evented Raw are also going to be the first non-title women's match at WrestleMania.
See, there's so much that
and
you could
don't
do
even have
them.
To give them a long time. They could just fight.
Yeah.
Like, everybody would love it, and it would be the same. Like, it would mean as much to everybody and even bigger than the cheap win that you gave them on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, you know what is also
for belts that you have made mean nothing. Sorry.
No, but I was gonna say, what else? Like, they could be doing all this stuff, but they're not going to, because they still have to find a spot for like Baron Corbin on the card. Like, there's two nights of WrestleMania. How do you not like flesh it out enough to where you have like an even stacked card with the women in there? Yeah. Ugh. It's so annoying, and I'm not looking... Well, I'm looking forward to Bailey and Trish if it's just like a one-on-one type of thing.
The way I'm going to headcanon this is Becky hates Rhonda in real life so much
yeah.
that she told Hunter the only way she's going to give her another WrestleMania
match. If she can make her lose twice.
If she's in a tag team.
Oh.
I will not carry her in another WrestleMania match. And Hunter's like, give me a tag match. She's like, no, you're not going to get Lita. She's like, fine, get Lita. And then Triple H called Steph and he was like, hey, you know that blackmail stuff we had on Lita? We kind of got to pull it out of the vault now. And so Lita had to come back and she's got to have a title run so that they can get Becky and Ronda at WrestleMania again. And then Ronda can get her contract fulfilled and we can be released from this. That is the only way that I'll accept this bullshit, boring booking.
Yeah, because that's the other thing too. Like Lita coming back and being friends with Becky also didn't make any sense.
Right, and they just brushed over. We talked about that last week. They were just like, hey, we're friends now.
Yeah, and then for Becky to be like, oh, basically like Pee Wee Herman style. She's a rebel. She's a loner. But if there's anybody that she's going to wrestle alongside, it's Lita. Like, seriously, you're not going to convince... Well, actually, no. Because we were saying, I don't think Becky has any friends to,
They're really Bexties, didn't you hear? You saw the backstage thing.
I didn't see this.
That's going to be their tag name.
Bexties?
Yeah, they need to keep working on that.
Yeah, they're keep workshopping it. You know what I did like, though?
Everyone's going to love it. It's going to be printed on shirts, and it's going to be bought up.
I did like... Seth and Becky having their notebook moment where she's running with her title. It was like after the broadcast. So there's a video of there just like
the only people they're like care about after matches are Montez and Bianca.
Speaking of, I really liked the Bianca and Montez Titanic little thing for WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. But I also liked the Becky and Seth one. I think a lot of people were like talking crap on it, like being cheesy and stuff, but whatever. Like, go full cheese. You go full cheese all the time.
That's what the whole thing is.
But yeah, I can't like get enough of the Bianca and Montez Titanic one because of his one line. What does he tell her? Because she's like, she's telling him, like, I'm flying. He's like, you are flying.
He says, you fly as hell.
You fly as hell, B. So cheesy. But they showed like previews from the other ones that I guess they're going to release. Like Rhea is 11 in Stranger Things. There is another one, but
that's dumb.
It sucks. Damage Control isn't one. They could have been like the perfect Mean Girls. Imagine seeing like Bailey as Regina George.
No, I'm so done with Damage Control. I don't want to see anymore.
So that's the end of them, right? Like this is the end of them.
No, it's not. They're going to keep jumping them out and they're going to keep telling us, no, but they mean something. They're going to beat somebody someday.
Unless we get like a Toxic Attraction style breakup of Damage Control. Like, let's just forget it. I don't know. Whatever. I want to talk about Piper because she looked cool.
Yeah. I hate her losing, though. They need to start building her up as a big threat in that division. And... I
want
her to wrestle more like Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Like more nonchalantly, like look at these little, like knowing that she can walk into a match and manhandle anybody that she's in the ring with.
Especially when she's wrestling against freaking Candace.
Like I noticed it with her song and the way she was kind of carrying herself too, which it really sucks that it was that Raleigh crowd. That was the worst crowd I've seen on TV in months.
Especially like to let them have that tag title main event. They didn't deserve
that
it.
They didn't
deserve the return of Trish.
Terrible crowd. And... that was when it was most evident to me because she walked out looking badass and nobody was like doing anything about it. And the way she kind of carried herself in that match was kind of like it, but I want her to like lean in a little more. Like I'm saying, like watch Joe and the way he carries himself and he like just knows he's going to wreck everybody.
Yeah.
And the way he like does his like walkaways whenever people try and like do flips and shit like that. I want her to do stuff like that.
You know who I noticed did that? Tiffany Stratton tonight on NXT. Against her match in her match with Katana, in that she was like swatting her away anytime she like tried to move in on her. Like we can talk about that a little bit later, but Tiffany Stratton's match was cool too. But going back to Raw, we had Asuka and Carmella, which again, I don't want to see. Don't want to see it.
Baffling booking. I don't mind seeing it if Carmella gets wrecked. Carmella shouldn't be dominating Asuka for 4 minutes on TV.
Carmella shouldn't be saying that she's not afraid of Asuka. Right. Unless we get like a backstage segment of her like crying.
I mean,
that she is scared of her. Like, it's all just a front.
Her screaming and tapping out at the end doesn't make up for her hanging with Asuka. Nah. Like, Asuka's supposed to be a threat to Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
The most dominant champion we've had for a little while in the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
agreed.
Well, it makes no sense. That whole show was just baffling for me.
Well, okay, so then what do you think about Nikki Cross coming out ringside with Candace?
They're going into that. I'll wait to see where that goes before.
Same,
because
I'm not optimistic about it.
Same. I'm optimistic about anything in the women's division right now. Like, it's back to them, in my opinion, outshining what they're being given, because like, I'm sure that Rhea Charlotte match is going to be great, but
yeah, the whole build up to that is even bleh.
Yeah. I mean, at least they're giving us a build up for it right now.
Well, let's talk about that really quick. I mean, because
sticking with Raw though, before we move on to that, like, yeah, this build for Bianca and Asuka, she should have come out, wrecked Carmella, and then called Bianca out. Like, it would have been the same thing.
Yeah.
That, like, seeing them in the ring was pretty cool, though. Like, the two of them are that charismatic, though, that they, like, can overcome Asuka just being winded and having to go, like, make Carmella look good.
Yeah.
Like, why did that? I don't know. It just, it doesn't make sense as to why it happened to me.
Because Carmella gets everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I told you last week.
I told you
Carmella gets everything.
Yeah, and after you made me realize that, I'm telling you, I'm calling now. She's going to work her way into that Rhea and Charlotte match, and she's going to come out as the Daniel Bryan of it.
That's really funny. I just started Total Divas again. I made the mistake of starting Total Divas again. Yes. I'm just going to be shitting on Natalia anytime because I forgot how much of a villain she is on that show.
Her and Brie Bull.
Like, before I started it, like after SmackDown 2 and like last week, I was like, yeah, I'm going to give like Natalia a shot. Like, I shouldn't be like that hard on her. And then I started the show again and she's awful. And I don't understand how nobody sees her as a villain.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brie is super mean to Nikki.
I'm telling you, she's mean.
I
was indifferent to her when I started watching. Was it the first season still that you're on? Yeah, I was like, okay, now I don't like Brie.
The other reason that it's a mistake I started watching Total Divas again is that I'm just seeing. Because this was, Total Divas did start before the whole Give Divas a Chance revolution, right? So we're seeing them like clawing for TV time. Right. We're seeing them in these super shitty matches. And like, you know what? I'm not seeing a difference between that era and what's going on right now.
That's rough. Natty was making a big deal over like multiple episodes about singles match. I'm in a singles match.
Yeah.
We have a singles match at, like, on a pre-show of a pay-per-view, and I, like, looked at you what the hell? Yeah. And then I realized, oh, shit, it's because they don't have singles matches. They just throw all the women in one
in
match
tags,
that's real
three
fast.
Three on threes.
Trios.
Yep.
Just strapped together. Here's all the women in a match. Here you go. Get a, knock it out of the way.
So, right now I'm on the season.
I think you're on. That's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now I'm on the season where Summer Rae comes out. And Summer Rae came out as a valet for Fandango, and then Natty makes a big deal like, oh, suddenly she, or one day she's just a valet and now she's like a diva. And it's because obviously Summer Rae was in NXT and she's trained and she actually knows how to wrestle, but she was like in that group of Paige, Emma. Yeah. So this is like around the time where, you're getting more singles matches on TV and like, They're like the Colonels. They're just like, if you've seen Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, love Colonels. And that's totally what they're doing to me right now, WWE. Because I have no like faith in them making like Bayley and Trish even like good. But the fact that there's a little bit of hope, there's a little kernel that it could be good, is what's like keeping me strung along.
That one's different because the last time we saw Trish with Charlotte, she was so fucking good. Tore it down. She was not like, I don't want to say it's bad because she wasn't bad. Like, no. But no, I'm not saying her, I'm saying Lita from Monday. But Lita she wasn't was nowhere
not
near
in shape. And or not,
same,
like,
same thing when we saw her in Saudi Arabia. Like, she just wasn't at the same level that Trish was the last time we saw her. So we're going to get Bayley with that. And like,
I know the match is going to be good.
Exactly. It's
going to
be great.
Kernel.
I think the buildup's going to be good too, but like it's just easy.
Why can't they just bring Trish on full time for like a few months and make her Bayley's best friend? And then, but I don't know how long Lita's going to be sticking around for.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a one-off.
We could still get something cool out of it. Like, they could drop the titles again within the next couple weeks, and then that would be super unexpected. But given that everything that we've seen since Hunter took over has been completely expected and telegraphed, like, why would I start expecting the unexpected right now? Until he proves that he can book a intriguing show on the main roster, I'm not going to be looking for it.
Again, love Kernels. The newly freed from Ottawa, Illinois, Chelsea Green was on Raw. So, like, was it last week she was just on the phone with Adam Pearce telling him, like, that she was in the wrong Ottawa?
Yeah. No, well, she was. Were they still there in Canada?
No.
No, it was.
Not even.
Yeah, she was still trying to get home, but I don't think she was actually on the show.
Yeah, and then Adam Pearce is telling her, like, aren't you from Canada?
In general, we haven't talked enough about her, but.
Yeah, because she hasn't.
She hasn't done anything, really. Yeah, yeah. She wrestled for a few seconds in Royal Rumble, and that was it. But she's been good at her vignettes so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, she came out talking to Adam Pearce. Carmella was talking to him, and then he left, and they got a moment together. And now I want them to be tag team champions.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to go be a pretty tag team, and
we can get Iconics back in some shape or form.
Some shape or form. Nobody's going to ever be Iconic, but these two, I want to see them together.
Get the Iconics back. I feel like under Hunter.
I think I saw Billy Kay or Jessica McKay. I think I saw her like filming a movie or something. She's gone Hollywood, as we both were saying she should.
Yeah, but have your own show or come back.
Host the James Corden show that he's leaving. What is it?
He Lovely? Is leaving?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have her take over. She'd be great.
She should take over every talk show.
Yeah, so I want to see Carmella and Chelsea Green be a tag team, and I want them to be champions, and then that'll save the women's tag division.
Also, you have to call up Katana and Kayden and somebody else from NXT and slap them together and introduce them as a tag team.
Just bring back Toxic Attraction.
No, you could do Ivy and what's her face.
Oh, yeah.
Her little protege.
Well, I was going to say, like,
just don't sell her as her protege.
Who do you think they're going to build up to be tag teams? Like, legitimate tag teams? They're not doing anything with Shotzi when they should be.
I still have no idea why Shotzi and Tegan have not just been pushed together. Like,
yeah.
You got colored hair, you got colored hair. They love you. You're the Hardy Boys now.
You're the Hardy
Put
Boys
on a mesh
now.
Shirt, put on a thong, go be the Hardy Boys.
I could see Candace and Nikki Cross.
Yeah, probably. I'd prefer Candace and Piper.
Mm.
I know they're fighting right now, but Candace needs to be a heel. Candace sucks as a heel. I mean, I just have interest in any of the wrestlings as a face.
She's not getting over right now.
Same thing with
right
Gargano. Like, Gargano sucks as a face, and I'm glad to root against him right now, but I want his little goofy heel character to come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like that they keep, like, oh, we're talking to Candace's husband. Oh, we're talking to Johnny's wife. Like, ugh. Have her find a new boyfriend on Raw and then go turn heel and be a tag team with Piper.
That would be funny. Their baby's too young to understand it right now anyways.
Yeah. They'll get a kick out of it later.
Yeah, later that could on,
be a prank.
Can...
That could be a prank on the baby when they get older.
Later on, they can be tag team when their baby understands what's happening.
Yeah, so SmackDown. Dominic came out to talk shit to Charlotte. Everybody hates him so much.
He's
and this was so good.
Such good heat. Like, Baron Corbin wishes, he's like, what the I'm like a real athlete and you guys hate this guy for real, but you guys hate me for like for real. Like why?
So like Dominic is out here telling Charlotte like how she like you have a beautiful smile. Like see you're the you're soft. You're
how is this good? I'm like it's like it's not good in like an overwhelming way, but it's good at what he's supposed to be doing. Yeah. He's really good at
like,
it.
Like it was an like
it's the same Miz kind of thing where no one's gonna give him credit for it.
Yeah. And so like it's annoying me because he's basically telling Charlotte to smile.
Yeah.
But he's like, but mommy, she's strong. She's he's putting her over. She was a number one entrant and she won the Royal Rumble. No one's ever done that. And then but then, like, Charlotte was, like, giving it back to him, too. And she's like, yeah, I, like, because what he's talking about, he's talking about Rhea, mommy, and, like, when she hugs me, like, she, like, nearly breaks my back. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I have, like, my own Latino man at home who calls me mommy. And what's it called? She's, like, threatening. Oh, because that was a good one, the good line that he said. About how, hey, like, we both have a lot in common. Like, we're both generation, like, second generation. Well, I'm third. You're second generation. We're both better than our fathers, which, true.
Yeah.
On Charlotte's part.
Charlotte's part.
And so that's when Charlotte's like, my dad could still beat up, like, beat you up. But since he's not here, I'll do it. And Dominic's like, oh, no, please. I hate when big, tall, blonde women beat me up.
Stop. Rhea didn't say anything, though. They just left, right?
Yeah, yeah. She, like, didn't pick up the mic at all. And then she even, like, whispered something to Dominic, and they just left or something.
Yeah.
But, which, again, as much as I liked this back and forth between Dominic and Charlotte, I mean, if it's just going to be between them two where he's, like, speaking for Rhea.
I doubt it. We got to build.
We still need more, though. Yeah.
It's too much words for what they're trying to, like, the story that they're trying to tell.
Okay.
Like, Rhea was like, oh, she put me in my place 3 years ago, and then Charlotte's like, I didn't put her in her place. I taught her a lesson, but this year I'm going to put her in her place. Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
You guys hate each other, and you're really fucking good when you fight each other, so, yeah. Like, just go into that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess so. It's just...
Because, like, Rhea could totally come at Charlotte with, like, I don't like you, I don't respect you, and I'm going to take that title.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you did years ago.
The future is here.
Yeah.
You had your time in the sun. Bye.
Bye.
Just like your dad.
And then...
Sunsetting.
Yeah.
And then she could flash a picture of him from fucking his final match when he looked like he was on death's door.
Oh, no.
That would be...
super mean. I mean, if we're already just going to be talking about Ric Flair every time like Charlotte's brought up, why not? Why right. not get mean with it?
I am a rare wrestling fan that has no love for Ric Flair at all. The only time I want Charlotte referencing Ric Flair or them brought up in the same breath is her beating the crap out of him.
Didn't she do that?
Yeah, she did once. That was why I love her so much. The first time we watched it after our first pay-per-view back was her turning on Ric Flair.
That's right. She had Dana Brooke with her, too, at that time.
This is amazing.
Still when she had the butterfly belt.
Yeah.
Again, haven't gotten to that part of Total Divas yet, but she did come out.
No, I think it was already the championship at that point. It was a different one. Because it hasn't always been the diamond, has it? Or has it always been the emblem logo since the butterfly belt?
Yeah. Yes.
Then maybe it was the butterfly. I don't remember. I don't remember the belt. I just remember her turning on Ric Flair, and I loved it.
Yeah, I saw an episode of Total Divas where Charlotte's actually training with Natty. And it's weird. It's so weird seeing them, like, however many years ago that show was. Okay, so back on to SmackDown, or the rest of the, guess whatever you want to call them, the rest of their roster. So we know that Shonda, they're the Shondas. We know that Rhonda and Shayna are going to be a tag team. They're gearing up for Natty and Tegan, which, you know, at this point, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Like, no, Tegan's not making an impact. Natalia's been there forever. She can, like, probably build her up.
Which is, like, yeah. I mean, they're not going to be together long term, I don't think. Like, the way that they kind of threw that to, like, to have her come out here. I don't want them together long term. But, like, to have her come out here was also, like, another, yeah, we used to hate each other, but now we're best friends, so let's get on with the story. Like,
yeah.
I just happened to hear this. I mean, it is very wrestling. That's not, like, not a wrestling thing.
Yeah.
But
come up with we still want it to be better. We feel they can reach, like, their fuller potential.
Right.
This
isn't the 80s. You don't have to keep doing the same shit, or literally the same shit over and over again.
Other mistake or reason for watching Total Divas being a mistake is seeing how Natty used to wrestle years ago.
You can watch the two, you can see the step that she's missing now.
Yeah.
She's lost. And it sucks.
It's so sad. And this show's not even like that old.
Father Time is undefeated.
So a couple of people were talking about it on Twitter and I had to watch it and it was cringy in person or like watching it live too, but Rhonda calling Tegan Skittles?
Oh yeah.
She gonna make her taste the rainbow next week. She's such a boomer.
How old are you? You're older than Lita, right?
Rhonda's not even as old as Lita. I think she's our age.
She's definitely our age. Yeah, I don't know. She seems like the biggest fucking Melvin in the world.
Oh man, like, she needs a real joke writer. I bet she could hire one.
Chickens on her farm, probably. I bet they love that Skittle shit. She was out there feeding them when she got home. She was like, and then I called her Skittles, and they were like, bark, 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 bark. She's like, that's right. You guys loved that shit, didn't you?
No, but really,
she's like, yeah, all the crowd went wild. Just take my word for it.
Chickens are, we believe you. No, but really,
chickens are fucking stupid.
She should hire a joke writer for real. She's trying like all these weird, trying to make them sound bites. I don't even know what's going on, but like, it's funny and how bad it is, I guess. But we all know that that's not her character. Her character is not so bad, it's good.
She's not intentionally funny in any way.
Oh. I don't know, maybe that should be her gimmick. Actually, no, this would fit into
that would
like
work better.
I was gonna say that would fit into her and Shayna being like the bullies. Like just go old school 80s movie bully.
Make shitty jokes when you're picking on people. I guess maybe that's what she was trying to do. If that's the case, then she's way more clever than I'll ever give her credit for. But there is no way she's that clever.
All we need to do is like, or for us to be like convinced is they are going to come out in like
Bulk and Skull gear at the pay-per-view at WrestleMania or Ronda like, sucks forever
with some like acid wash jeans that are like cuffed at the ankle,
a flannel shirt tied around the waist,
a loose tank top. They have to look like AC Slater, but with like jean jackets with skulls on them. Yeah. Steal Shotzi's tank.
Saying literally Bulk and Skull from Power Rangers.
They need to be like comical bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the kids from that steal the kids' shoes in Hocus Pocus.
Ice. Yeah.
Oh, one of them could totally shave ice into her head. Who's Rhonda hanging out with? Chickens? Shave rice into your head. Ice into your head. Bailey did it.
I was going to say Bailey would get that undercut. I think we've spent a lot of time just doing our service and trying to make their characters better. But you're welcome, I guess. Yeah. Tegan and Natalia, I could see... No. No, I could see them as a tag team.
Speaking of being done with. Again, visibly seeing this one clip to another, the step that has been lost. No more steps backwards. Push more people up from NXT, more women up from NXT. Let's go forward.
Okay, well, speaking of NXT, we had freaking Maiko Satamura and Zoe Stark, and Zoe Stark probably crying after the match saying, thank you. Thank you for finally giving me a real match on this show. Because that was cool. Yeah. Man.
Prepare me with Nikita. yeah.
This is good.
This is the only reason I watched the show this week.
Yeah, same.
I didn't care about anything else that happened before or after.
Well,
even though Tiffany wrestled, I need to go back and watch that match, but I was preoccupied, so I didn't watch it and give it its fair time like I should have. That's on me. The only reason I was tuning into this show was because it was announced that Maiko was fighting.
Yeah, and she's going to fight next week. Is it next week already?
Against Roxanne? I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I want to see her win it.
I think it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But given that it's Shawn Michaels, I don't think that they would. Given that we're in this state too, where it's just like the most, across the two major companies right now, it's all just the most predictable bullshit.
Right.
So.
Like, why not give it to Michael? She only lost it in a triple threat. And even she didn't even get pinned.
Have her win it here and then Roxanne regroup and take it back from her in WrestleMania in a month.
Have like a Rocky moment.
Right.
Have a Rocky moment with Booker T training her.
Yeah.
Oh, on the road to WrestleMania.
Right. And Maiko can fight Tiffany in the meantime. And then when Maiko goes away, Roxanne can fight Tiffany at the end of it.
Okay. So apparently Wendy Chu got attacked in the parking lot.
Stop.
And then Tiffany said it. Yeah. She's like, stop going to the parking lot. Newsflash.
It's been years, guys. Somebody got kidnapped back there. Multiple people have got kidnapped back there. A torn ACL is the least of your concerns.
Oh, man.
Dexter Lumis, it's his house, I think.
But yeah, I just want to praise Tiffany some more because, like, backstage she was great. In the ring, because that's Katana came out and she was just telling her, like, basically telling Tiffany off in that she's going to make sure you have your boots. I'm going to go get us a match. That was a fun match too. And again, like Tiffany just acts like so unbothered. And at the end of her match, because that was the other thing too, is Kaden is ringside and Alba Fire and Isla Dawn came out and like distracted everybody. So Tiffany got the win, but that's when she called out Roxanne, Maiko, because she basically said, I don't care who wins, but that title is mine.
Yeah.
So finally, like, seeing her in this picture, I like it.
The crazy thing about her is she's already ready for this.
Oh, agreed.
On the mic and in the ring, obviously. Like, she's better than Liv Morgan today.
Agreed.
And that's not even, like, just us picking on her. Like, she is just more intriguing than her when she's on the mic. She already came up with Tiffany Epiphany, which is more than Liv Morgan.
Like,
Watch Me is stupid. Tiffany Epiphany is great. That is shirts.
We got about 30 minutes into the episode before he realized, hey, we haven't shout out Liv Morgan this time. Yet.
But like, not even just her. She's better than who else?
Natalia. Tegan.
Well, yeah.
Rhonda.
Yeah. The SmackDown women's roster other than Shayna?
Carmella.
That's...
She
is better than Carmella in Carmella is in the ring.
Yes.
Even if Carmella like barely is better than her on the mic.
Yeah.
So she's better than like a good portion of the main roster. Honestly, sucks that she's already ready, but she's probably going to hang around on that show for a little while.
Well, I think she needs to tighten up her promos as good as they are, like her character. And I'm saying, I still want to see a face Tiffany Stratton, and I think it could be pulled off if she was like Elle Woods. The rich, nice girl.
I'll have to see it before I can say you were right, but...
But for now, she's working the heel.
She's super
persona
good.
Persona just fine. Yeah. Wendy Chu's out, I guess.
That sucks. Like, sure, take Nikita. Take Nikita when she comes back, but just leave Wendy.
Leave Wendy alone.
Nikita, give us your other AC... whatever.
Sacrifice her other... torn ligament
to put in Wendy so that she can come back sooner.
Well, we don't even know what her injury was. Was I'm that what just it kidding. Was?
I don't even know if it's a real one or not. We missed that part of the show, and I'm not going back to watch that. I will go back to watch Tiffany, but not the rest of the show.
There was another match. It was Electra Lopez and Sol Ruka. Sol Ruka's cool.
Sol Ruka.
But this match was like boring because of Electra Lopez.
Sol Ruka is the Will Ospreay of the Will Ospreay circa 2018.
Explain.
Of NXT. Like all flash, no character. Like absolutely zero character. Her character is Surf Girl, who like is maybe the most athletic person on the roster.
Maybe a Surf Girl. Maybe Yoga, a beach bum.
Yeah.
We don't know. But she comes out to cool music and she has beachy wavy hair.
Right. Like they need to give her something. Or maybe they don't, because we found out she's been doing this for 8 months.
Oh shit.
Or like 9 months, some shit like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She is a freak athlete. Like if she can start getting promos and getting character work down, she is going to be the next Bianca Belair.
Does she speak English?
I think so. I think we've seen promos with her, like not promos, but like video packages with her.
Then they but really exactly, do escape
like they
me.
Leave no impression. Yeah. So that's why, like, that's what they need to work on her with. But she is, again, she's building from ground like zero. She'd been in a ring 8-9 months ago.
And you know what's funny is like, I could tell that there was frustration on her face having to work with Elektra.
Yeah, you said another thing I'm out on is Elektra. Like I don't. Unless she gets significantly better while I'm not paying attention, which I don't foresee, I don't want to.
I haven't really seen her have any good chemistry with anybody.
There's no reason that she was taken out of Legado. They could have had Elektra and
Zelina.
And Zelina could be the one of the two that wrestles. Elektra could valet Zelina out. Like, they could do stuff like that. They could be a tag team occasionally.
Hey, well, they're already in the Total Divas era right now on SmackDown, so why not?
Like, somebody's got to eat pins. Elektra could do that on the main roster.
Yeah.
And occasionally, mostly she'd be 98% valet, because that's what she was good with Legado.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would take her away from what was working with something that's so clearly not working.
Well, jumping back to the Maiko and Zoe Stark match, Maiko won, obviously. But it was still like a banger match nonetheless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zoe doesn't have anything else.
Not anytime soon, that's for sure. Well, Sol Ruka, she has like a thing going with her. Because whenever Sol
Ruka
I'm
saying Zoe out. Doesn't have anything but banger matches.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know she's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the one time I'm really excited to talk about AEW, because you were there.
Yeah, you were there like a month ago.
Whatever, but you were there in Phoenix. Yeah. So, tell us about your experience. You got to watch Dynamite. You stayed for Dark, right? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Rampage.
Yes.
Okay. So
no, we got there before Dark.
Oh,
significantly before Dark. And then also stayed for everything for the first time, because we've been to two AEW shows, but we've only seen Dynamite.
We've had to leave. Right. Yeah.
Well, now I've been to three.
Yeah, there you go. So
those crowds are so much. At least I'm glad, like, especially contrasting it with Monday. And I've noticed this too, because we've talked about a take under at least a week or 2 weeks ago, whenever one of our last few episodes was. The crowds are just so much more lively in AEW, and I don't know what it is, because like, I don't think the product's that much better. I think they, like, I guess if you're here watching some of these matches and some of these people, like, you have to really love wrestling as well.
Yeah, I think so.
I've just realized it right now. Like, that's my Tiffany epiphany here. Is like, you have to, like, the people who really love wrestling really watch AEW. And like, a lot of people who are going to WWE are like Groupon tickets.
True. Yeah. I mean, very different crowds.
Which isn't that they're not selling tickets, but it is different. Like,
it's a different vibe.
It's different products, and it is a different vibe. Like, yeah, you've been to two, like,
I've been to two AEW shows, and I've been to plenty of WWE shows. Yeah. And yeah, like, it's like going, well, yeah, it's like going, like, to see a concert at a stadium,
right,
compared to like your punk band in
just a different energy. Which makes me wish we had better women's stuff going on, because I went with a friend of mine who has no interest in wrestling, and like the two women's stuff that was out, he was like, yeah, they're cool. Like, this is what I was like, see, women's wrestling is much cooler, isn't it? And he totally agreed.
And he was like, he latched onto Willow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to say about Willow, and you can tell me how it is like in person, but this time on TV, and I'm definitely coming around. Maybe it's just that she's like pulled it back a little bit.
She is.
But she seems like she's still bubbly.
She's still Willow.
She's still Willow. She's still like big old smile cheese. Not cheesy. I wouldn't call her cheesy.
Yeah,
but
she is. That's part of her gimmick, is being cheesy.
But it's not like cringe anymore. That's to what me. It is. To me.
No, like that's what it is too.
Yeah.
You're right. Like when we were talking about it, she's less stage kitty. Like, it's not as over the top as it is. It's what I was talking about with, we've talked about this before with Ruby, where she like is trying to sell to people in the back rows of a gym. Like, you're on TV now.
Yeah.
I'm sure Willow went back and watched her and was like, this is like too much here. Or like, I didn't realize the camera was picking this up or stuff like that.
Yeah. Because
it seems like has made like tweaks.
You know who she's.
And that's what the good ones do, is they make tweaks and they get like right where they need to with their character.
She's Dewdrop.
Yeah.
She's like the Dewdrop name fits Willow.
Right.
Piper could never be Dewdrop. Willow is Dewdrop. And
but Willow is Willow.
But Willow's Willow. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, she gives, like, she is the embodiment of like what Dewdrop the name is.
Yeah.
She gives like the Mick Foley-esque like personas. Right. So that's really cool that he was into Willow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody could not be in, other than you.
I was.
But she is more polished now, too. So, like, yeah. I mean, just in general, though, he more liked right away her little package that's like nothing matters, smile anyway kind of shit. And just like she's so bubbly. And
Yeah,
she's good. Like, she's a good character. She's a good character for wrestling.
Yeah. Who else did you guys watch wrestle? You saw
Saraya and Sky Blue.
How was that? I completely missed it. Was it a really short match?
No, it wasn't that short.
Because like I had it on because I wanted to see who I could spot in the audience. I just did not see that one at all.
It
wasn't already
that
happen?
Short. And they did they redid the spot with her and AJ.
Okay.
It's the match that's in Fighting in My Family.
Whatever,
whatever the big match was before we were watching wrestling. With Sky Blue playing the part of Paige in this case. Or Saraya in this case. She ended up getting her in a submission hold, which did we talk about Sasha's finisher?
We really didn't get into her finisher.
How I'm not a big fan of it, because like, how are you going to do it on everybody?
I like it.
This is very much that, because she's like keeping people off the ground. It's a submission hold, but like she's keeping her off the ground, and like, unless it's Sky Blue or Madison Rae, like you're not going to get Nyla Rose in that.
Yeah.
You're not going to get Jamie. You're not going to lift Jamie Hayter's heavy bodybuilding ass off the ground.
Not going to get Jade Cargill in that.
Jade Cargill in that. Well, nobody's going to get Jade Cargill in that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was that short of a match. It was all right, though. It was cool to watch, but it was very... I mean, as everybody's criticizing for, like, very predictable. She beat Sky Blue the way she's going to. They went to go spray paint, and then, like, Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker came out. And the annoying thing was Rampage, when Toni Storm beat Willow in a much better match because Willow's been here for a while.
Right.
They did the same exact thing, like, not an hour later.
Oh.
So, like, at least when you're there...
when you're there...
Right. Like, it is 2 days later on the broadcast, whatever. That's fine. We have to suspend this belief. But, like, again, that's how unoriginal you are, uninspired. Let's do the same thing that we did on Wednesday, on Friday, because we can't think of anything more to give these women.
Atomic wedgie and then spray paint their underwear.
Yeah. But... Yeah, like, yeah, it's so harebrained too, because as Saraya and Tony are running away on Dynamite, the bigger show. Ruby comes out.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how it was portrayed because I haven't gone back and watched Dynamite. But it was very like, cool. What? Because then they went to commercial and Ruby's music hit. Ruby came to the top of the stage. She's maybe 5 feet from Saraya and Tony Storm. She tells them to move to the side. And then she points at Jamie Hayter, who she has a tag team belt with, or she has a, who she has a title match with, is what I mean to say. And then does like the title motion.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
No, that's how it was.
Like,
that's
she's not going to attack Tony. She's not going to attack Saraya. Has it already been announced at this point, or was it not until Dynamite that it was announced that it was going to be a triple threat?
It was on Dynamite they announced it. They put up the little
after that
graphic
segment.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that was when it was announced. Like later in the show. But like, she didn't do anything to these two women, and I know she's still supposed to be straddling the fence of who she's like, which side she's on right now. But it's just, it's just like, okay, here's this build, and then like. What a placeholder, like right ending here, but then here's commercial break, and luckily enough, we don't have to give the women that much time.
I was
going to
say, it's just the women, it's okay.
Right, and then we can get like more men's matches in here. So like that was kind of annoying, but it's just annoying the way they treat them. But the show was cool, it was a fun vibe. Got to see Emmy.
Oh,
yeah, she wrecked somebody. So she'll be, probably aired yesterday, actually.
Okay.
On YouTube. So I gotta go back and watch that. That was pretty cool. She was actually getting like a good crowd reaction. There wasn't a lot of people there, but like people were actually like cheering for her. And
she's
great.
Yeah.
She was like, she's so good too, because she was like telling people not to cheer for her. Just to, that was what I was pointing out, that like, yeah, the best women's wrestler in the world. Everybody was cheering for her. When I was talking about Bayley, I was telling Josh, and I was like, and then she just found like the one person everybody loves and just hit her as hard as she could. That's one of my favorite moments.
That's
the
like
only
the
good damage control moment. That and their debut were the only two damage control moments. Yeah, and then so Rampage was the same, more of the same.
Yeah,
I did see a funny tweet about AEW today, though. I don't know if it was a quote from an interview or just like an erroneous quote somewhere, but Britt Baker's, did you realize her role has been taken back, quote unquote, or stepped back?
Wait, what?
Literally as much TV time as the champion, and her role has been stepped back. This is so ridiculous. Like, I literally laughed out loud when I was scrolling through my phone reading it at work today.
Wait, hold on.
So
was it like coming up, like in the coming months or weeks, Britt will have a...
No. She was referring to her role in the last couple months.
Ah, that is hilarious.
It has been scaled back. Right, like... Is this a joke? Because if it is, again, bravo, but I don't think that she... is that self-aware of what this division is.
I think all of us who are on TikTok have learned a lot about gaslighting in the last year and a half. And we know how to detect it now, guys. So stop it.
I don't think she's gaslighting. It's just this bubble that they've built around her. And that's why like she legitimately thinks it's the best women's division in the world, because she's always at the top. Why wouldn't it be?
Hey, but like we've said, if you like make it the best, talk about it as if it is the best. So sure. Yeah. Okay.
But you haven't done that. Every time you get the chance to talk about the division, with the exception of that one Swerve interview, which was like two lines where you're like, oh yeah, I love this person, but fuck that person. Me and her hate each other. Like that's not putting over people really.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you got to go. I was not glad I didn't get to see you guys on TV. I was looking for everybody. I couldn't find anybody there.
Yeah, we were not on camera side.
Nobody was on camera side. So we need to get you out there again and do better.
They need to go back to Phoenix, because that crowd was hot. They were hot all night.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like the one that we went to was good too. Yeah. But the Phoenix show wasn't as cool.
As the El Paso show.
And El Paso had a really good crowd.
That's where they got to go back. That way
you just
got to
hit up like the more diverse cities, really.
Can't, because Tony Khan hates Mexicans.
That's not true. They made it AEW Day.
We'll find out this Wednesday because he stole another huge luchador and he's just going to job him out to the rest of his roster.
Ooh.
That match, I'm actually not going to hold it too much against him. Everybody in that match is cool. But that's women's wrestling. We're going to talk about that.
All right. Well, then on that note, I'm going to go watch more Total Divas. But
no, we got to watch ICW.
Oh, yeah. There's that clip going around.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know, but we need to find out. And they're having a rematch in a week or a month, or we need to get tuned into that.
Is ICW not on Peacock anymore?
No. Because, and even then, those were the vaults that were on Peacock.
That's right, because
this is the actual stuff. So it's on Fight. I'm sure we can find it very easily. But this might be the modern day Piper and Kaylee. So we need to get in on it.
Yeah, especially if we're not going to get any Piper and Alba.
Right.
So, well, okay, we'll go watch that and then Total Divas, and then you go watch some women's wrestling.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down. Thank you.